You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Sara Darour of the World March of Women. The World March of Women, as well as many other social movements and organizations, participated at the 10th International Meeting of Artists, Intellectuals and Social Activists in Defense of Humanity, held in March in Caracas, the Venezuelan capital. After the death of Hugo Chavez Frias, the World March of Women issued a statement in solidarity with the Venezuelan people. The document also recognized the role played by former President Chavez in the Latin American social processes on issues such as the struggle against free trade and neoliberalism in the region. Historian Sara Darour, a delegate of the World March of Women at the meeting, spoke with Real World Radio's correspondent Danilo Urrea about the meeting's positive progress. She also talked about the important moment Venezuela is going through to determine the future course of the Bolivarian Revolution. The participation of over 200 intellectual delegates at the meeting enabled to continue with one of Chavez's goals of international coordination and solidarity among equals. The historian said the meeting is also a challenge to think about the other Latin American process, where we are going. The discussions here help us assess the years of the Bolivarian Revolution, but at the same time of a change in Latin America, a new political model. About women's participation at the international meeting and in general in the Bolivarian Revolution, Sara recalled Chavez's famous quote, "There is no socialism without feminism." Sara said that was a statement, not just something he came up with, and this premise agrees with the deal reached with a very important sector of feminism, the women's movement, which is something we need to pay attention to since the revolution is a process where the anti-patriarchal struggle should always be present. The women here have said it, but Chavez also set the stage for a Bolivarian process of stating socialism only exists with feminism. The process of the World March of Women that began as an international coordination has turned into a social movement over the years. Today it has its own agenda, the global debates, and its own alliances with international organizations. In 2013, the World March of Women will carry out its international meeting to assess its status as an international political subject. If we are saying capitalism is international and patriarchy is based on the inequality between North and South, we need to build a subject that counters this, said Sara. This year we want to assess that and see where we are headed, think about the challenges from now until 2015, when we will carry out our fourth international action, she concluded.
You are listening to Real World News.